approaching up, a holiday which is rooted exclusively in Torah Shabbat. It's very important that we have a day, at least part of the day, rooted in learning Torah. Then I'd like to call on Rosh Hashanah for the Bechuzi, to be followed by Rosh Simon, to share on when to delay a mitzvah. We're davening Mincha at 12:12. By the way, Rav Simon, we have Mar Makom, we're walking in, and for those who don't know, Rav Simon's published a Sfarim called Imrei Baruch on Chumash, Gracious to Bamidbar, and a Sefer on Erevin called Imrei Baruch also. They're all for sale in the box after the shir. Before I start, I'd like to always thank Rav Shadowitzky. I'd like to thank Rosh Hashanah and Aguda as being the annual sponsors of the Thanksgiving Day Shir. We hope to be thanked very much for their assistance over the years to the Vada Chizuk HaTorah.
Baruch Maboy. It's Bemes a pleasure and a kovet to be mishtatev in such a choshev inyan. Mamish to take waste and turn to gold, to Kedusha. I don't remember how many years that we gathered here together, and I'm sure that Rabbi Simon remembers all the shiurim from all the years. I don't even remember what I said here. So, before Hanukkah, I'll say something. Maybe I said it already. So via Chazore, it's less than 100 times, that's for sure. And I have a witness, if I say it right, because Reb Shlomo Goldfinger heard it from my father-in-law by himself. So he'll tell me if I say it good. There was the Machlokes of Shammim Vesilil, if Moisiv Hoylach or Poiches of Hoylach. So my father-in-law, Rav Vikatsky, Zichrono Berocha, said that they go l'shitosam, because the Marsha explains that the Machlokes Shammah v'Hillel is in the terutzim of the Kasha of the Bis Yosef. There are many terutzim. Some one terutz is that right away when they spilled out the shemen, it filled up again. So there was a nest in the first day, the filling up. And there was a teretz that right away, when they realized that they don't have shemen, it has to take 8 days, they divided it for 8 parts. That's what Marsha says. So my father said that it's Leshitosam. There's a famous Gemara in Beye that Shammai had a minhag that if he saw something good that he could use for Shabbos, he was buying it right on Sunday, and Monday he saw something better, he exchanged it and he bought the new one, and this way he was always eating the Kovet Shabbos. Aval Hillel Midacher, so he's a boy. He was worried one day at a time. So he said, Shammai was worried from Sunday for Shabbos, so when they realized that they have no oil, has to take 8 days, so they have to worry about all the 8 days. So they divided the shemen to 8. So And Basila said, no, first we have to worry about today to make the mitzvah the right way, and this spill that whole shemen. I probably missed this piece of Marsha. Marsha says that since according to B'Shamay they divided it for 8, so maybe the first day they had 8 parts, 7 parts and 6 parts, that's why it's Poiches Loilach. That's what my father will say. I added, since we mentioned Bishama and Bishilo, Bishama was worried about from Sunday for Shabbos. Now, the Taz brings from the Bach that it's a pele that Rashi in Pirush HaTorah in Zohar says Shabbos LeKatzoy. So Rashi says that he has to worry from Sunday about Shabbos. So the question is, this is the sheet of the Shammai, but we should pass them like Besila. And the answer is very not clear. The Taz says that Hillel also agreed with Shammai that he should do this way, but he didn't do it. One of Shech, if you agree that it should be done, why didn't he do it? So I said, Shad. The Bayer Heitev in Reish Mem Beis, the first Siman of Shabbos, brings a Sefer Hasidim. The Sefer Hasidim says that if a person gets a gift, food for Shabbos, somebody brought him Tuesday morning, made a lakshin kikul, salt and pepper that he likes, and this is for Shabbos. So he's not allowed to use it during the week. Now there is a gemara that Hillel was worried people should not be moyel in the korbanos that he was makvid. He was afraid that if he's makvid a korban and it will be around the house for a few days, somebody will be moyel. So what did he do? He was bringing it to the Azor, and the Azor he was makvid. So now the Taz is poshut. Since if he would take Sunday, buy an orange and say, oh, it's a nice orange, well, let's keep it for Shabbos. So he has a thing in the house that you're not allowed to eat. That's against his minhag. He cannot. People might, by mistake, eat the orange. So he holds like Shammai, but he couldn't do it. But we don't have this particular minhag of Hillel, not to be magdish only in the Azorah. Of course we have to do like Shammai. They said on the Moidoe about Divrei Soros, I could use a lot myself. My father used to say, Rikish Yaakov Leshev Shalva Kovasal of Ruzah Shel Yosef. What does it mean, Ruzah Shel Yosef? That a person has to be moisi v'hoylech. Always has to go higher and higher. And he said, that's what's the pshat, b'mokoyim shebali tshuva oimdim, en tzadikim gmurim b'choylim la'amoyt. A tzadik gomor, always goes higher and higher and higher. A malach is a oimed. A person is always a hoylech. So he's about tshuva. Every day he's doing tshuva. Why yesterday I was not in this madrege? But at Sadi Gomer, mefertik. Is at Sadi Gomer that it does not go higher and higher is not as big as at Sadi Gomer that is doing tshuva every day. Why yesterday I was not in this madrege? It's scary. You walk with all your might and you achieve a madrege, and it's not enough. You have to go higher. And how much higher could I go? If you go higher one drop, it's higher. At least you didn't go lower. I saw a Zoyer. Somebody brought a Zoyer, and don't get scared. it's a story in the Zoyer. Zoyer has stories too. And the story goes that Reb Yitzchak was walking in the street, and he saw a poor person. So the person came over to him and said to him, I have a wife and children, and we have nothing to eat. Could you give me some money to buy a bread? So Rabbi Yitzchak said to him, I'm sorry, a bread costs a dollar. I have 2 quarters. So the poor person said, good, good. I also have 2 quarters. 2 and 2 will make it a dollar, and I'll buy a bread, and we'll eat something. So he gave him the 2 quarters. At night, this Rabbi Yitzchak had a dream. He's swimming in a nohor, and he's drowning. He's drowning. What will happen here? And here, all of a sudden, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the Mechaber of the Zohar, is by the edge of the water and giving him a hand, trying to save him. But lo and behold, there's an inch. He could reach him. All was missing is 1 inch. Reb Shimon tries harder, and Reb Yitzchak tries harder, and to no avail. For 1 inch, I should run, and I'm 43. I mean, all of a sudden, the old man, this poor person, shows up. He takes the 2 hands, he brings them together, and he takes them out of the water. Every little bit, you don't know what you need, you don't know what you do. I give you my bracha, you should continue to do it for many, many years with gizunt and panosa berevich naches, and we should go to Yerushalayim in Mashiach Tzidkenu v'mehru
b'meinu
amen.
Amen.
I'd like to thank Rav Shuddy Whiskey for those very kind of refusal, as always. And we look forward to hearing, as always, to hear you next year as well. For those who've walked in late, we have Mara McComas here as well, and also Rav Simon Hasfarim on Bereshis Ubamidbar and a Sefer Erevin, Imre Baruch. If you ever want to see Rav Simon, not just in the base matters, go to the library. You'll see a table with the most obscure forum pamphlets, whatever. And that's Rav Simon's table. It's a guarantee. But as always, I hope everybody enjoys the show.
I'd like to thank again Dr. Maybrook and Mr. Brazil for inviting me once again to share Divrei Torah on the Thanksgiving here in Queens. And it's always a big schus to be here. The topic of this morning's shir, Kidum v'ichur b'mitzvos, meaning we know that several mitzvos have specific times to fulfill the mitzvah of milas and the eighth day, etc. So the discussion that the poskim have is are one allowed to postpone a mitzvah for different reasons? Can you do the bris milah later in the day as opposed to early in the day? This comes up in various areas in halacha. One of the relevant areas that is discussed, especially in the dealing with young married talmidim, is postponing Pururvu and other mitzvahs, etc., and what the Gedarim and Halachas regarding this Inyan is. So the Torah tells us in the Parashas Vayera, Vayakeda, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, Vayachavo Shaschamoro, Vayikach Eshnei Nor, Vito Vayitzchak Beno Vayavachat, Say Olam Vayachav Veilech, Elamachom Asher Marlo Elokim. So Avram gets up early for the Akeda, and we know the Gemara tells us on the second page, in Psachim, and Avdal Ramad Aleph, Vayom Ashmini, Netanya Kol Hayom, Kosher Lemila, El Shezrizim Magdimim Lemitzvahs, Shenema Vayashkem Avram Baboker. That the Gemara tells us that the here it's in the discussion of Bedikas Chametz, etc. So the Gemara just brings in that we know the whole day is kosher for Mila, mitzvah that you have to do by Yom. So basically, Lulav, Mila, Shofar, the whole day is kosher for these mitzvahs. But it's preferable to El Shazrizi Magdimim Lemitzvahs, Shenema Vayashkem Avram Baboker. So we have to define what is the parameters. Is this a real chiyuv? Is it just a hider mitzvah of zrizim? And at what point in the day is it no longer considered zrizim? In other words, well, is it a requirement? If the Netzach Ham is 7 o'clock, so is it better to do a bris at 7 than an 8? Or is that the same? Is there any demarcation point where we say that l'chatchila, you should do it up to this point, and if not, then you no longer have fulfilled this inyan of zrizim. And what are justifications to forfeit the inyan of zrizim? So this is one makar, this pasuk of Vayashke Baba Baboker, that Chazal give us for this notion of doing a mitzvah bezrizus and not procrastinate. The pasuk in Parshas Bo, on page 3, Ushmartem es hamatzos, ki be'etzem hayom hazeh otzeisi yisivosechem meretz Yisrael, Ushmartem es hayom hazeh otzeisim chlas olam. So the Rashi quotes, Ushmartem es hamatzos shelo yavo lidei chimutz, that you have to watch the matzos when you bake them, that it shouldn't come lidei chimutz. Mikan amru tipach tiltosh betzonein, that if it starts to get rising, then you put it in cold water. And then Chazal in the Mechilta quote the famous member of Rav Yoshia Omer, Alti Kore es hamatzos ela es hamitzvos. Kederch she'ein machmisim es hamatzos kach ein machmisim es hamitzvos. Im bol yodcha ase oso miyad. That if your mitzvah comes in front of you, so then you should do it right away, and you shouldn't procrastinate. So this is another marker of this same notion, and we perhaps have to understand what is the necessity of the din of Vayashkem Avram, and what is this din of Shmartem es hamatzos, that mitzvah habol yodcha al tachmitzena, which most probably something very similar to Zrizim Magdim and Mitzvahs. As we'll see, the Maram Shik on page 6 here in the Tshuva writes where the arrow is, Mekach nira deish chilok bein haidi alfinim mikrod nishmartim es hamatzo shoyach mitz leben hadi alfinim Zrizim Magdim and Mitzvahs. He says that there is a difference between the two, and that is whether we'll permit you to. And then he quotes another halacha of Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs. The Perish Rashi BeYumad Avlam Gimi Yafin Mishmartim Es Mitzvahs. In other words, Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs means if you have a mitzvah right in front of you, so you can't pass up that mitzvah to. Like if you're going on the Mizbeach and you have to, you Zorek the Dam on the first corner, so if you'd pass over that corner and not be Zorek the Dam, so then you would be mavir ala mitzvos. Or if you have the tefillin in front of you, really you normally put on talis before tefillin, but if the talis is not there and you're put yourself in front of the tefillin, so that would be ein mavir ala mitzvos. And Rashi and Yuma says that ein mavir ala mitzvos is learned out from ushmartem es hamatzos. So what's the difference, says the Maram Shik? So the difference, he writes, is afilu im yuchal asos achaka bofen yosher tov ein mavir. In other words, when it comes to zrizim, so we'll see that maybe if the mitzvah could, say I have an esrog right now, and it's 8 o'clock in the morning, but if I wait till 10 o'clock, I'm going to get a much, much nicer esrog. So you're lacking in zrizim because you're going to wait 2 more hours to get it. So it might be some diminution of the zrizim, but perhaps the fact that you're going to be doing the mitzvah yoser behidur, that will be more important than the fact that you will be forfeiting zrizim. However, when it comes to the idea of a mavirim ala mitzvos, that so he says, perhaps even if it'll be better be done later, for example, he quotes the Magen Avraham, the case of the tefillin if the tefillin is there now, even though the tzitzis is not there, so perhaps one would put on the tefillin now, even though it's best always to put on the talis before the tefillin. But still, this is a question of mavirin ala mitzvahs. So then, it could be the example I gave before. Maybe also if your mamash had the esrog in front of you, but say, you know, cases you didn't have anything in front of you and you have an opportunity to go get an esrog now, which is not such a nice esrog, but you know if you'll wait in 2 hours, they'll bring you a much nicer esrog. So that's not a question of mei mavirim, because it's not necessarily in front of you. You're not passing over it, but it's only a question of perhaps lacking of zrizus. So it's lacking of zrizus perhaps is not as chashuv as the fact that you could do the mitzvah in a better fashion later. So those are two makoros in the Torah of this notion of, again, zrizim makdimim, you have one hand, and you have the other hand, ushmartem es hamatzos. There is another Gemara. Take a look on page 9 in Menachas Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, that tells us a very interesting chiddush, and that's another concept called Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Tanya Amar Reb Shimon Bo Re'ei Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita Shrei Hekter Chalovim Ve'Evarim K'sherim Kol Halayla V'lo Yamamtin Lahem Ad She'Techshach. So the Gemara says like this, that we know that the din is that a korban has to be brought during the day, right? B'yom tzavoso. Korbanos have to be brought during the day. And what does that mean, a korban has to be brought during the day? So it means the shchitas ha-korban and the zrikas hadam al gabei ha-mizbeach have to be b'yom. But the fats of the korban, if there was not enough time to do it by yom, we could do it by laila, and hence that's why Chazal say we daven marif to because of the hekter chalavim ve'evarim. So it's very interesting that what's the din when you bring a korban on Shabbos? So korban tamid is a kavuas man, it's docha Shabbos. The korban tamid shal shachar shal bein arba'im, even though there were clearly melachas involved in the korban, it's docha Shabbos. A korban is docha Shabbos. So the question is, what about the hekter chalavim ve'evarim? The hekter chalavim ve'evarim I really could bring when? On Motzai Shabbos. I can bring them on Motzai Shabbos, right? That they did that all the time. They brought it on Motzai Shabbos. So why should you bring it? But say this time on Shabbos. So is it Docha Shabbos, or do we say usually things that are Docha Shabbos are things that you have to do on Shabbos, like the Shechitas HaKorban has to be done on Shabbos. So Memela, that's why it's Docha Shabbos. The Hekta Chalovim Veivarim Mehechi Tesi, that should be Docha Shabbos. So the Gemara here has a Yesod that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, that even though you can bring it on Motzai Shabbos, but still the Iker Zman to bring the Chalovim Veivarim are when? Bayom. And ad kedei kach, that what? That's docha Shabbos. So you see that this notion of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, which is also a similar type of idea, is also docha Shabbos as well. It's interesting that the din on Friday is that when you bring a korban on Friday, so then those chalovim cannot be brought Friday night. Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato, v'lo olas chol b'Shabbos. So the chalovim of Friday cannot be brought on Shabbos, because that's a vachadikha korban. So therefore, those chalovim cannot be brought on Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Tefillah has a chiddush. He says that perhaps that's a source for the minhag to daven Maariv early on Friday, besides the inyan of Tosefta Shabbos, because the Maariv is connected to the Chalovim, and the Chalovim of Friday always had to be brought b'mod yom. So Memela, that's why it was an inyan to daven early on Friday. And there was a minhag, the Chasam Sofer had a minhag, it's usually not our minhag, but the Chasam Sofer's minhag is that he wouldn't bring salt to the table Friday night, because salt are called Korban Chatakriv Melech. So usually every night there was Chalovim on the Mizbeach from the previous day's Korbanos. But on Friday you weren't allowed to, because Olas Shabbos b'la Shabbato v'lo Olas Chol b'Shabbos. So Memela, the Chasam Sofer had a minhag not to salt the challah on Friday night. It's usually
Chagiga was not the Shabbos, right?
Chagiga, yeah.
And so why wasn't it? It was
well, it has to be something that you have to bring that day, like the korban tamid had to be brought.
No, but the chalav, even though you can be makar but so Shabbos, you can be makar, you can offer the chalav on Shabbos, you're saying. Because of
the right, chaviv mitzvah shaita, right.
So why not the korban chagiga as well?
So,
we push up the chagiga for chalamoy.
Chalamoy, right. So, but when would you, for first, in other words, we're talking, yeah, but who says you can do the shechita of the on Shabbos b'chalam?
No, but if it's chaviv
mitzvah b'shaita, but maybe that's not the mitzvah. Chaviv mitzvah b'shaita means the mitzvah that you have to do today. That is, those the talmid has to, the talmid of Shabbos had to be brought on Shabbos. So b'meila, it's chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. In other words, so mitzad the shechita and the zrika havada was today. The chiddush is even the chalavim, but that's going on the korban that had to be brought today. In other words, the chagiga, mechi tesi, that has to be brought today. It can be brought any time during the yontif. Okay, so that is the chiddush of the sugya of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So we have these three sugyas. We have the sugya of what's called Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvos, learned out from Avraham Avinu. We have the sugya of Eimavirim El HaMitzvos, which is also part of the din of Mitzvah Bal Yotcha Al Tachmitzena. And we also have Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, we're told, is even Docha Shabbos. There's an interesting other, so speaking about the Chiyah Shabbos, let's take a quick look on the Tosis on page 13. The sugya there on page 13 is the beginning of Rabbi Lezer de Mila. Rabbi Lezer de Mila is the Perek in Shas which talks about the mitzvah of Bris Mila, and we know that Bris Mila is Docha Shabbos. First meal is docha Shabbos, meal b'zmana. Meal b'zmana is docha Shabbos. If it's shalom b'zmana, then it's not docha Shabbos. So we paskin only the mitzvah's meal itself is docha Shabbos. The actually cutting of the skin is docha Shabbos. But machshirei mitzvah are not docha Shabbos. So that means that if the baby is in one location and the sakin milah is in a different location and there's a reshus harabim be'emtza, so then you won't be able to do the milah because that's machshirei mitzvah. That's the preparatory thing. So you were supposed to have brought the sakin milah to the location of the baby before Shabbos. However, Rabbi Lezer the milah is the shita that we don't paskin like. Rabbi Lezer the milah is the opinion that says that what? That even machshirei mitzvah are docha Shabbos. So Rabbi Lezer omer, im lo hiviu kli me'erev Shabbos, meviu b'Shabbos. So megula, you can bring it, megula, the sakin milah, uvasakana mechaseyu, hapi edim, etc. So that's the famous shita of Rabbi Lezer the milah, and okay, that's the shita that we don't pass like. So Tosis asked the kasha, top Tosis, in Tomar, Yaviu Hatinok Eitzel Kli. In other words, why do you bring the Sakin Mila to the Tinok? Why don't you bring the Tinok to the Sakin Mila? There are two different locations. And why is that better? Because the Chai Nose Es Atzmo, that we have a klal, the Chai Nose Es Atzmo, that means if I carry a person and say carry someone out from the building into the Rishus Harabim on Shabbos, so it's not an Issa Daraisa. If it's a Rishus Harabim and I carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Harabim, that's an Issa Daraisa. You carry a person that's not a din Daraisa, that's the din of Chai Nosei Es Atzmo. Many Rishonim hold that Chai Nosei Es Atzmo is only said by a chai that has the ability to walk. But not everyone agrees to that. And we'll see this tosis. But that's the chai nosis asa. Why do we say such a thing? So tosis says in Masach the Shabbos, is because Dumi the Melachas HaMishkan, and the Melachas HaMishkan, they used to carry inanimate objects. That's what we learned Hotzah from the Krashim that they would put on the Agola and they would take off, etc. So it was inanimate objects. But the din of Hotzah doesn't apply. That doesn't mean that it's mutter. It means that it's only a din derabanan. And then there's a discussion in the Achronim and Rabbi Kiva Eger, etc. If you have Carmelis, which also is only the Rabbanan, and you have a child that they could walk, but now decides that he or she doesn't want to walk, so would you say that it's two Rabbanans and you have some type of kula or not? That's a whole discussion in the poskim. So here, Tosis says that Tosis has the kasha. Why do you bring the sake, according to Rabbi Lezer de Mila, that says that what? That even machshirei mitzvah adocha Shabbos, so, but even he would be moida that if you can be mamayit be'isser, so you should be mamayit be'isser. So it's less of an isser to take the tinok to the knife and take the knife to the tinok. That's his kasha. So what's his answer? So Rav Abadi pointed out to me once that from this Tosfos that he doesn't hold like this, that those shittas that hold that. That you have to walk, because we're talking about an 8-day-year-old kid, and he says Yesh Lomer the cotton tzorich liimahu v'achar mila hayatzorich lachziru lo liimo v'az havik kofus l'fisho chola k'damin biyuma. That so the Gemara says you're right, but the din is that by a chola you don't say chai no se etzatzmo. So by chola you don't say chai no se atzmo. So mele after the bris mila it'll be a chola, and then you wouldn't say chai no se atzmo, and you're gonna have to bring the baby back to his mother. So you're not marviach anything. That was the first teretz. Second teretz, further down, first word in the lovo of od yesh lomar came in the yoser bekal yavia kli mishayovia tinok shor rablezer kedei lamahir hamitzvah. So. So here he says, obviously, if you take a sakin, it's going to go much quicker. And you have to take a baby. Whenever you transfer babies, it's a whole schlep and a whole thing and a whole production, you know, Baruch Hashem. But it's a whole production. So mela, it takes time. So you're going to want to schedule the mila. If you're going to take the tinuk to the sakin, I guarantee you the mila is going to be much later than if you just take the sakin to the tinuk. And for that consideration alone, we're docha Shabbos. For that consideration alone, we're docha Shabbos. So various farm point out this tosis that you see that this notion of zrizim, just like we saw by chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that such an inyan that it's docha Shabbos. So even the inyan of zrizim as well is docha Shabbos.
Is that only according to Rabbi Elazar, or meaning according to Rabbi Akiva? Would you make the same statement? No.
Well, in other words, the question is, would this Yisod maybe is, this happens to be within Rabbi Elazar's
right,
over here, but maybe the same Yisod could be true according to everybody. In other words, those happen to be saying Rabbi Elazar, but it doesn't, there's no innate connection necessarily between Rabbi Elazar's opinion and this Chiddush of Tosis. In other words, if we could find the Heki Timtza,
right, so
yeah. Right, in other words, as reason within the people sheet as we pass it like, then maybe in a Chanami. Then there's one more sugya that in Yevamos here on page 8 on the Mem Zayin Amid Beis in the sugya of Geiris. So Geiris is a whole discussion. Kibel, Kabbalas Mitzvahs. So that's one thing that's done at Geiris, is Mekabel the Mitzvahs. Then Malin Oso Miyad. So then we should do the Mila right away. My Taima Shihuye Mitzvah Lo Mashina. So we have another Yisod of Shihuye Mitzvah Lo Mashina. That we don't procrastinate Mitzvah. So soon as he's Mekabel, so don't wait anymore. You know, give him the Mila L'Shem Geiris. Okay, so that's a whole a discussion. Rav Shechter has discussed this with Yeshua Smalko and other things about, you know, the question of is Kabbalah's Geiris a mitzvah or not, etc. Okay. Now, the Meiri, on page 10 and 11, both in Masechta Yuma and in Horius, has a overall discussion about the concept of Zerizim Magdim L'Mitzvahs. He says, Kol Hayom Kosher L'Mila Shenemar Bayom HaShmini Mikol Mokam Roy L'Zerizim L'Haktim Bar V'Shachrish Shelo Yirek Him Yisrashel Bo Mitzad Chem Loso Al HaBen. In other words, what's the idea of Zerizim Magdimim? So he says, because it shouldn't look like you're just being lazy and like you're having Rachmanis on the sun and you don't want to do the Mitzvah. So some point out that the Meiri is not mashma that such a it's a nice thing. It's darkei ha'avos. You don't get the impression, as different svarim point out, that this is an absolute chiyuv that you would even be docha Shabbos or something, right? It's a nice thing. It's darkei ha'avos. It's a meritorious. It's something like that. And in Horius, looking as well, from page 11, Lo olam yehi adam misalsal atzmo b'midos. You should have good midos. Lo yeporek ol b'minyoneim afil b'dvarim she'en mitzvah ol avera tulu b'hem. She'chol adam misalsal atzmo b'eze midem mikom muskor lo derech tzachos om yehi kosh moh makeach afil schar sicha noah. Kol shekein shatov v'dvar mitzvah liyodo she'bechlal zrizi makdim l'mitzvah lo yisachar b'asiyas Mitzvah she'ein ze elach derech misha ein osa mitzvah derech kavana meula el kemisha osa osa derech piruk ol mitzvah melamad. So again, he says it's like sort of a midos thing. You know, like it's a good training to get up early in the morning and do things on time. You know, it's musar. But again, musar is important too and midos are important too. But you don't get the impression, as the different svarim point out, from this Meiri, that that it's that was a takanas chazal of sorts. You know, it was more of derech avos. And Rav Yosef Engel here on in the Gilyonei Hashas on page 12 writes, "V'yom Hashmini Yimol Licha Ayim Shud Radvaz." Then he quotes the Radvaz and he says, "Ayin Tzach Biur Ayim Meiri." Etc. So he says, Mashma Midvarov, does reason Magdimim ain't a Chiyuv Gomer? Rav Yosef Engel says, reason Magdimim is not a Chiyuv Gomer, as is pointed out. It's much, it's an Indian of Midos, it's a Maila, but it's not a Chiyuv Gomer in Yonarach, says, Roy, Lodom Lechos, Badaka Avos. We like Tamil Mishim De. In other words, maybe because the pasuk is before Matan Torah, maybe because at least the first pasuk is, and it's not spoken derechiyev. It's just sipur hadvarim avraham avinu. Okay, in yonah rak sheroi lechos bedarche ovus lasos kmosh also avram. So you shouldn't nirek misrashel, etc. Ayn Rashi Yuma. And that's what the that's what Rav Yosef Engel points out. Okay. Oh, Rabbi Schoenfeld mentioned the mitzvah of Chagiga, so that's the next thing we're going to talk about. The Torah tells us in on page 14 in Parshas Emor. The Chagosa Mosal Chag Lashem Shivas Yomim Bashana. Kuchas Olam Dorsechem Bechodesh Hashvit Achogu Oso. So Chagosa Mosal Shivas Yomim, the 7 days for the Korban Chagiga. So the Gemara says in Chagiga, the Mishnah, page 15, Mishal Ochag Biyontav Arishon Shachag Chogig Es Kol HaRegel Biyontav Achron Shachag. Avar haregel, halochag, enuchai bachriyuso, etc. So in other words, if you didn't bring the chagiga the first day, so you have the rest of the yontif to bring the korban chagiga. So now the Gemara points out what Rav Schoenfeld pointed out here on page 16, and Ayin Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Rabbanu, my time in Lodochi Shabbos, that Chagig is not Docha Shabbos, because it says, Chagosim also Chag L'Shem Shivas Yomim Bashana. So by Sukkot, Shivas Yomim, I thought it was Shmini Atzeres, isn't it 8 days? Shivas Shmona Havu. And Mekan L'Chagig Hashena Docha Shabbos. So because within the 8 days of Sukkot, there's bound to be one Shabbos. So therefore the Torah says, Chagosim also Shivas Yomim, and not Shmonas Yomim, because you're not going to have the opportunity to bring the Chagiga for 7 days, for 8 days only, for 7 days, and hence that's the source that the Gemara learns that Chagiga is not Docha Shabbos.
So it's not because it doesn't have to be brought today? Because of the cousins? I thought the reason is because you don't really have to bring it today, so don't bring it on Shabbos.
Well, maybe without this Gzeres HaKazim, you would have thought that maybe...
So it's Gzeres HaKazim, it's not that.
Right. I mean, at least that's the mocker over here. Okay. At least that's the mocker over here. So the Turi Evan in Chagiga on page 17, he asked the Kasha that how did the Gemara see that? Maybe he says, "Oh, Kashali paragraph of the Pesachim nafgalei Chagiga in Docha Shabbos, Chagosim Shivas Chag Lashem Shivas Yomim Shmon Havim Kama Chagiga in Docha Shabbos." The Hashem Parakam of the Chagiga mean the Shmini Tashlum the Rishon nafgalei Megzir Shove etc. Maybe the pshat is in the pasuk is like this. Chagosim also shivas yomim maybe means that you have an option within the first 7 days to bring it every... Those 7 days is considered one unit. So therefore, you have an option to bring the Chagiga any day of the seven. That doesn't mean that, in other words, any day of the seven, And then 8 is already on different yontif. So that already is not proper to wait till the 8th day. So maybe, in other words, who says the fact that the Torah says Shivas Yomim and not Shmonas Yomim, that it's not Docha Shabbos? Maybe Mechami, it is Docha Shabbos. But the reason that it says Shiva and not Shmona is to teach me this idea that 7 days is a unit b'fnei atzmo because it's still within the same zman. Tadna mishal lochog b'yontav rishon chogeg mash mitzvosu lochatchi lochog b'yontav rishon lavi sur ikel acher el azizus ba'alma hu midrabonon mishum dzvizim akdimu mitzvos mikol moko min ha-Torah kol Shiva shavim. So he says, in ochanami, that was pshat is that lechatchila you're supposed to bring it on the first day. But still, if not, you could still bring it the rest, and that's, but you can't bring it on the 8th day. That's already a bittel of the mitzvah to wait till the 8th day. But Agav, he points out, I think Rav Asher Weiss points this out in the Sefer, maybe others, that the din of Zrizim, he writes here, is only midrabanan. So that's what it means. That midoraisa shivas yomim. All 7 days are more or less equal. Maybe lechatchili shouldn't, but it's not considered a bittel. So how did the Gemara know otherwise? So he says Yeshlomer l'mad the first lekama m'shem atosis gavi kaven tesorch lasuyi meikara chuyev the mikzas min leil yontif kodem. He says since you mafrish the chagiga on yontif, so memela you already missed part of yontif, so that's not considered being ma'acherit till the next yontif. Since the beginning of the yontif already, you didn't have the mitzvah. But Agav, the point where we want to bring out from this is the point that he says that the idea of zrizim makdimim is only a din d'rabbanan, and whatever we learn from Avraham Avinu is only an asmachta. It's a kodem matan Torah, however way you want to say it. Well, so there's a tshuva of the Shrus Yaakov. The Shrus Yaakov, on page 18, discusses a shayla in Hilchas Shofar. Ve'ir achas ktana shenensu shlovil lehem shofar al achat tfilas musaf. There was a community, they didn't have a shofar, and it wasn't going to be brought until after musaf, the reishata. Ve'yesh kan yel lomol also. So normally, we do the bris milah before the shofar, and then we do that before musaf, right? We blow shofar. So therefore, we do the bris milah then as well. But here, the shofar is that we're not going to get the shofar until after musaf. So this inyan that the bris milah and the shofar are together, so would it apply here when we know that the shofar is not going to be brought till after musaf? That's a separate question. So that was the shaila that was posed to the Shmus Yaakov. So he answered the following. He says, the Beis Yosef quotes, what's the reason that we do bris milah before shofar? So he gives various answers. One is, kachwa seder, bris avram akedas yitzchak. That we have that seder hadvarim, that bris avram and Akedas Yitzchak Avram against the order of the Avos, priest Avram, Akedas Yitzchak, so therefore they come together. So whenever you're going to do Akedas Yitzchak, so right before, do Bris Avram. So if that's the reason that we should be Bisomech Bris Avram to Akedas Yitzchak, so if the shofar of Akedas Yitzchak is coming after Musaf, so wait with the Bris Avram to after Musaf as well.
It's not just the Seder, it's the
Smichas.
The Seder would still be preserved.
Right, I mean, later, right. The Smichas of the, yeah. As called in Tkiyah Shofar, Achat Filas Musaf. Achim B'Shem Rokeach, Shetam Lufi HaShashchina Eitzel HaTorah. The Rokeach says that where you lay in the Torah is where the Shechina is. In fact, the Mekor Chaim, the Chavis Yair in his parish on Shulchan Aruch, Agav has a chiddush, and we know there's a din of kapadarya. You're not supposed to make a shortcut for go through a shul, a base medrash to make it a shortcut. So he writes, he has a chiddush. He writes that if you have a shul, there's a bima be'emtza and a platform, and you want to come from one part of the shul to the other part of the shul. So he felt that it's improper to go through the bima. that also would be part of this. So I'm reminded of this as I read over here, that the Makom HaKriyas HaTorah has a certain extra Kedusha, etc. So he says, "Shrina Eitzel HaTorah Fiyasel Mol Achar Kriyas HaTorah." In other words, the answer is we want to be Mal after Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore, where the Kedusha was, we just brought the Torah there, so that's why we want to have the Bris Milah. So according to that, then we would still want to have the Bris Milah right after laning and not wait till later. Achein, he writes, it says the Shvus Yaakov, Shnei ha-ta'amim elu einam ikar lahalacha. He says both these reasons, he doesn't think are the real reasons. The Bris Avraham, Akedis Yitzchak, or the Bris Eitzel HaTorah, he doesn't think that's the reason why we do it the Bris Milah before Tkiyas Shofar. Because the time Rishon Kosher Lo Shechal Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos Gam Kein Malin Achar Kriyas HaTorah, because when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you still do it over there. And if the reason is Bris Avraham Akedis Yitzchak, so there's no Akedis Yitzchak, there's no Shofar. It used to be Minhagim Mariel. V'Nochel Lo Ma'atam Rishon Lo Plug. You say Lo Plug, he doesn't like that. If that's the real reason, so all Shabbos and Yom Tov we should do the Bris Milah before Musaf, right after Kriyas HaTorah, because there's the Kedusha, we don't. So he says these reasons are nice and very nice, but they're not the Iker reason. So he says the Iker HaTam Nira Kemosha Kotzav Alavush. He says because if you're gonna wait on Rosh Hashanah till after, we always wait with a Bris Milah till after davening, but on Rosh Hashanah the davening is so long. So if you're gonna do it after the davening, so it's gonna be after Chatzos, and that is gonna be a lack of zrizim. That after Chatzos, because before Chatzos it's still called Boker, it's still morning. So that you can say that you can, as long as you do it in the morning part of the day, you still consider it zrizim. But if it's not after Chatzos, you can't call it zrizim anymore, because that's already a different chelik of it. In other words, al pi halacha, after Chatzos is a different chelik of the day. Utzrichim lo mol chodim Chatzos mishum zrizim makdimim. The mitzvahs. So he says. He says that especially on Shabbos, where we still have the minhag on Shabbos that we do the Bris Milah after davening, so then the chazanim should make sure that we shouldn't sing too much and mamarech too much, and we should have the Bris Milah before Chatzos, because once it's after Chatzos, so then already it's already not in the domain of Zrizim anymore.
Would that assume that there's no Zrizim for Mitzvah Salayla?
With this Chatzos, you mean?
Because when they talk about Mitzvah Salayla, it's usually so you don't fall asleep, etc., etc.
Right.
Is there a notion of Zrizim by Mitzvah Salayla? The whole question of Boker, etc., etc.
Right, but yeah, because you don't call it, you don't use the word, but okay, maybe there still could be Dum Yud Yom, I don't know.
Maybe if it's on Mar as early as possible, later than possible.
Yeah.
It's never phrased that way, it's always phrased.
It's usually lest
you fall asleep.
Right, it's usually, yeah, right, you, it's an interesting point you make, you don't see the, I mean, they talk about doing it so you shouldn't forget to do it.
That's not a din's reason,
you shouldn't eat before Marav because you might forget to daven Marav, you might fall asleep and then you're gonna forget to do it. I mean, it's brought down in the poskim by the mitzvah of Kiddush on Friday night, so you should make Kiddush right away. That's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes. We have such an interesting halacha that before Kiddush we paskel like the Rashba against the Rambam that you're not allowed to drink water. Now drinking water usually is always mutter, right? Whenever there's a din, if you're not allowed to do something before a mitzvah, It's only usually a suda, but she'ima, drinking water. Drinking water, many poskim say even before shachris is mutter, because it's not derech gaiva, etc. And all of a sudden, before kiddush, we have such a chumrah that before kiddush, we don't even allow drinking water. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, he thinks the reason is because really kiddush is supposed to be done right away, and even if you do any te'ima, you're being ma'acher the mitzvah. It's like, for example, the mashal you can give, like the Shabbos is here, so the Shabbos Malka is here, and now you're not greeting it. You're keeping waiting in the waiting room, so it's a bizoyan to Shabbos. So therefore, a lot of times when people come home from shul and they have they go in the living room and they have whole long conversations, and then they finally make their way into the, and have the sochor. That's not proper. I remember one year, so several years we get together on Simchas Torah in different communities. Where the Shaila came up, and we know both shuls on Leil Simchas Torah. So you have your hakafas, however long they take, and then you first go home and make kiddush. So in the middle of hakafas, one of the talmidim came over to me. He says he's very thirsty. It's, he's dancing in the hakafas. He didn't make kiddush yet. So can he drink some water? So I said, no, you can't drink water because it's that's the din. You can't drink water before. We weren't making kiddush. We didn't have kiddush. We didn't have mezonah. Whatever. We weren't making kiddush till the suda, an hour or 2 hours later. So I said, you can't drink water. But then I thought to myself, the whole thing is, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, I didn't. I still said you can't drink the water. But I said, because the whole point of not drinking the water, so you should do it right away. And here we're singing and dancing for 2 hours, and we're not. So the next year I had this other eyefall that maybe we should make kiddush. We should make kiddush right away after Maariv and have mezonos, and then we'll have the meal later, and then he can drink and have. Right, I'm saying to. No, but I'm saying to. No, but this way, if you do it before, you won't. I mean, it's against Rav Schechter's thing that he writes from Rav Soloveitchik that Rav Soloveitchik thought you should only be making for the Gaonim to rely on Mazonas for Kiddush Brachah Mitzudah, only a Kiddush in the day and not Kiddush at night. Because Kiddush in the day, you have the Ravid Shita who holds anyway that you can eat before Kiddush because Kiddush in the day is not Kiddush. But not necessarily everyone holds from that Chiluk.
If Kiddush at night is the Ravid, why do we seemingly delay by saying,
Right, so that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. We say shalom aleichem, neishas chayil, all these things. I'm not here to change minhagim, but I would like to know what in the Vilna Gaon's house, what was done on, was any of these? I mean, they talk about the Chaim Volozhin, Tzeiskim L'Sholom. So I don't know how the original, but it's a chiddush that we do all these things, and in different communities they. Certain more things to say. There's always things to say.
Right.
Right.
You could argue at the bris also you delay. Just go right up and do it.
Right. Okay. Right, but he says the reason of te'ima is because te'ima is delay. The te'ima is going to cause a delay. So, yeah. Okay, so that's so b'meila, the Shavus Yaakov Paskin, that in that case where the shofar's coming late, you shouldn't delay the bris mila, because the whole point of normally doing it there is to do it before, not the Indian that we should have the smichas between the bris mila and the bris mila and the tekiya shofar, but it's because we wanted to have it before chatzos. So if you know the shofar is coming later, so don't wait with the bris mila. Do the bris mila still, even though it won't be samach to that. The Nodeb Yehuda has a famous tshuva in the Nodeb Yehuda Tinyana on page 19, where he discusses. We know that there's a dinner of Tainis Bechorim, and the Bechorim usually don't like to fast, so they have ways out. You see, and this, that. But another way out is if you have a bris milah erev Pesach. So it's not so easy to get a bris milah on erev Pesach. It's easier to do a siyum than have the bris milah. So what they did was, any time before Pesach, I guess within reason, that the bris was already postponed, they said, oh, it's already postponed? Let's postpone it more till erev Pesach. And that was the question that was brought to the Noda Yehuda. Is it proper for the Bechorim to do this? So he says, Mechtovo kibalti esmo balayla, whatever ein v'darko hashkem b'bok l'chein hinni meishi b'ktzor, aldas tinok shal nimol b'zmano b'yom hashmini machmas choli, k'var chazer l'b'yuso v'roi li'os nimol v'ovi rotze l'akev l'omol ad yagia erev Pesach. B'hasosos ha-bechorim. Right, the Bechorim are, you know, Macy's. They're the Macy's. Biasfu kol ha-bechorim lechol be'erev Pesach, besudas brismila. Yeda ki dover zeh hu ma'ase meguna ma'od. He says, it's a ma'ase meguna ma'od, what these Bechorim are trying to get you to do. V'hashos ha-mitzvah v'fil b'yom ha-mila atzmo. Even b'yom mila atzmo, it's not right to wait. Shekol yom kosher. Afil hachiz rizim makdim lemitzvah. Kamachover shalom lidchos miyom liyom, af shachar nitles mizmana, mikomokam shub kol yom mizmanahu. And then he says to the shoyal, I always tell the shoyal and know the Behuda was always talmidei chacham and muflagim. You know, there's a lot of times you say, what's the sheet of the shoyal and know the Behuda? To be a shoyal and know the Behuda is not the same as like a shoyal and the. And other shaylos and tshuvas for him. But to be a shoyal and know the Behuda is the madrega to be even a shoyal and know the Behuda. So he says,
I had a sefer on somebody gave me just a background to all the shoyalim and the Behuda.
All the shoyalim? Well, see? So that's it. The shoyal and know the Behuda. We should zoche to be a shoyal and know the Behuda. Yafa asarta lomul mila shalom. In other words, this Rav is saying that I made a takon in my community that we're not allowing any bris mila shalom bezmana on Erev Pesach. So even if it's a legit one, we still won't allow it. In other words, to make a local, no, if it's a mila bezmana, then of course, Bishmini is not going to say it, but there was, because it became such a pirtza that people were doing this, so we're not going to allow any mila shalom bezmana on Erev Pesach.
Young Israel doesn't allow Sunday brisim delayed, right?
What?
In Young Israel, Kibbutz Hillel, right? Your father once said, they don't allow delayed brisim on Sundays, because they once had a bris on a Sunday. Was delayed. He said we don't in general allow that.
What do you mean delayed?
Because people want to use, they want to wait.
I mean, once it's once already delayed, the Sunday's convenient time to have a bris.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so that's a similar notion.
Shalom, he says.
Okay, so that's the famous words of the Noda Yehuda that he gives a Yashikoyach to this Rav, and then if you look here in Hilchas Mila, he brings the din of Ein Malim at Shatene Tzachama. And then if you look in the Pischei Tshuva, that Tshuva of the Shavus Yaakov that we just quoted is quoted here in the Pischei Tshuva in Sifkot and Beis. Oh, then there's a famous Tshuva of Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok HaKohen Lublin. I first heard about it years ago. Rabbi Olbam came once to Brooklyn for Shabbos, and he was speaking in one of the shuls, and he discussed this Tshuva of Reb Tzadok. And Reb Tzadok is famous for his machshava, but there are certain tshuvas that he wrote that became famous because there's not as many tshuvas as there are things in machshava. So he has a famous whole thing, a whole sefer on night eating in the sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. That was a famous thing that he has. And then he has a tshuva here to Reb Leibel Eiger, right, the grandson of Rabbi Kiva Eger, the one who became the Chassid, the one who became the Chassid. That was one of Shlomo Eger's, one of the sons of Reb Kiv Eger, grandson of Leibele Eger, became a chassid. So there were always problems with that. So what was the problem? The problem over here was that a lot of times people would mechabed Reb Leibele Eger to be a sandik by a bris. So if he would be a sandik by a bris, so it wouldn't be pashut. But you just can't have it at 7:30, 7 o'clock. There was a whole hachonis that he needed for hours and hours, and the bris would, would be late in the afternoon, before they would have the bris. So he's writing to Reb Tzadik, is it right for me to take the kibbutz of sadikos? If I'm going to take the kibbutz of sadikos, then no one's going to get the reason makdim and lemitzus. And that was the question that he asked Reb Tzadik. So that's what Reb Tzadik writes. Nishalti meis kvod harav hakodesh Reb Yehuda Leib Eger. Zchusu yoged aleinu. His farm Torah Semes, the very gishmak, very zisa Torahs in there. That's some advertisement. Hashem noda lano darko b'kodesh k'midosan shal chasidim harishon lohachin atzmo lefnei asiyas kol mitzvah lasosu ki tikuno. So it's not like he's sleeping. It was the whole time. Who chol asaka v'shasa siya back lahachin atzmo levavu lekras hamitzvah karoi. Whatever way he can possibly be making himself to be a tzaddik. He knows that it'll be a better mitzvah. So he asks me, it says Reb Tzadik, Reb Leibel Eger asks me, shall me im roshay hu bekach al pi halacha? Could he give me the kibbutz? Maybe it's not right. I should tell him you shouldn't get me because
Kevin
you can get other people that'll take sandikos that could do it 7:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. So what do you need me for? So says Reb Tzadik, he shafti lo the dovers that poshut ain't tzorch lefnim. It's poshut. He had dover yadua umuvur beposkim betru asadesh b'tziv v'erichu bo b'sheris Yosef zulosu the mitzvah ramuchar adifa. Right, the concept of mitzvah ramuchar is adif from zrizim. V'yesh lasos a mitzvah de lasosa min amuchar. V'divich Yosef afil v'ezi yomim the mitzvah she'ain's man over v'kol shekein ezi shol smecha she'yodeh she'yasen achakach Hatzara Yosef Tov, Harehu Bezezoriz, Vaomid Machshoz, Vatora, Vashemamtin, Kidei Lasosu, Mehamufchar, Vegedim and Amufchar, in Larif Makan.
But he's not doing the mitzvah, the
son. Right, he's not doing the mitzvah, but this is considered that it was his.
No, I said, but the mitzvah, if he's the mole, that's something else. If he's the sandik, why do you delay the mitzvah for a better sandik?
Right, so that's part of the, like the sandik, I think Rav Shechter mentioned, he's considered being Machdesim Lebris.
Let's say you don't have a sandik, you put the baby down, you do it. What, there's no bris? The bris is there.
The bris is still there, right. But if you have a...
So you're going to delay the mitzvah even more because of that?
Right.
What if it has to go the next day? What if it took 2 days to get ready?
Yeah.
And it would be its mila shel of his mom.
Yeah, so that... Yeah, so that he's not saying. He's not saying that. He's not saying it's going to go over to the next day.
But it's not a mitzvah of eris. I mean, it's a mitzvah of eris in some ways, but it's not really a mitzvah of eris.
Right. In other words, he's going to go later in the afternoon, but not...
But would he say the same thing if he said, I need 3 days to prepare?
I don't know if he'd say the same thing if he needs 3 days to prepare, because then that's mamish a bittul essay. Here, he's just saying, Zrizim Magdim. Bittul essay, biyom hashmini. So if you need such a sandik that can't get ready, then... right. But not everyone. I mean, Reb Tzadik's approach. This is how you approach halacha here. So this approach is approach. Not everyone. Not everyone.
Amshin over today. You have to get a special amshin over Mo, who's willing to wait for 5 hours.
Right, but I'll still do it by Yom Hashmini.
Do it by Yom Hashmini. I'll do it at 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Right. Okay. Right. So that's, you know, I contrast this attitude. See, this is the attitude. I mean, this shaila, you know, about it's just, you know, typical of the whole different, you know, difference between Hasidim and Musnagdim. You know that. I mean, this gufa is the. I'll show you one line from Rav Moshe, the other side of the fence, on page 64, in Darash Moshe, when he writes here. Hein am kolavi yokum. Perish Rashi, page 64, going on to 65. Mizgabrim ka'ari kolavi lachtof es ha-mitzvahs. Right, Rashi says that we get up, we choytef the mitzvahs. Hazina shem mitzvah shabba b'chatifa mishum sheyorei shalo yacher osa huzchus yosha gada. In other words, to get it, not chasron to get it done because it's an all, but to make sure you got it done, that's the biggest chus. Not all these kavanas and all these things. V'zeev shalom ar l'cholchim b'derech mizdamen lehem mitzvah lasos yasena tekev. In other words, his approach to do it, mitzvahs, and this comes from the Vilna Gaon, as we'll see shortly. Avim haya ma'achra ad sheyovo habayto haysam yitzchem is mesinus. Because even though you maybe think you'll wait, come home, you can do it with more mesinas. No, that's yachtof echasam mitzvah. Shulay yosi adif mishum kach lashosim komochem adifa hachatifa. So this is mamish, the flip side of the atshuva from Reb Tzadok, where it's adifa ha'ichor, and he says no, adifa hachatifa. Shemizen nikar shechoshesh mo'ol l'kiyum shechassasol mizdamen shum ona shalol asos. That's because whenever you're postponing something, you never know, the last day something could go wrong, and this, so you're going to postpone it till lachatchila, till later in the afternoon. Who knows what could happen? So Rav Moshe wouldn't subscribe to, you know, it's a different approach to the approach here of Rav Tzadok. He wouldn't subscribe to that approach. Right, so the Shvus Yaakov Shuvah says Til Chatzos, he still can be considered. He still can be considered treason. But could be if you stop punishing it off idly, you know, for no reason, then why do that? But
doesn't the Gemara say that the people would prepare for hours before Shabbos? Same idea. It's still bismarck.
Right. Okay. Now, let's go to the next thing. So we did so far the Indian, the Makoros, Fizrizim, Magdim, Ichur, and Mitzrila. Now we're going to talk about Mitzvah Achila and Erev Yom Kippur. So the Gemara is here on page 22 on Psachim and Samaches and the days. Says Amar Velozer, Hakol Modim Batzeres. We all know this Gemara. Hakol Modim Batzeres, the Bini Nami Lachem. My time Yom Shenitu Daba Torah. Amar Rav Hakol Modim Shabbos, the Bini Lachem, etc. So then the Gemara says like this. Second animal. Mar Berei De Ravina Kula Shata Hava Yosef Batanisa. He says the whole year he would fast. Fast in the day, eat at night, whatever. He would always be fasting. We'll see. The Machlokas we shown him how to understand this Gemara. He says the whole year he would fast except for 3 days. Levar mi atzarta, except for Shavuos, Upuria and Purim, Umale Yom Adikipuri, and Erev Yom Kippur. Every other day in the year he would fast. So Poshupshat means he would fast, you know, maybe eat at night or whatever, but he would fast during the day except for these three days. Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. And then he says, why? Atzeres is Yom Shenitbar Torah, Puria is Yom Mishnah V'Simcha, and then Erev Yom Kippur, he quotes the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So he would fast the whole year, except for 3 days he would eat. That was... Yeah, what would he do on Shabbos?
If you eat at night, you can secure yourself.
Yeah. Right, it doesn't say that It only says these 3 days. Shabbos, the halacha is you're allowed to fast on Shabbos, really. I mean, if it says if you enjoy, it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you enjoy fasting more than eating, then you could fast on Shabbos. That's a din of Shulchan Aruch. You enjoy, most of us enjoy eating more than fasting, but there are a few people out there that might enjoy fasting. Just some enjoys fasting. Some people enjoy fasting. That's not the norm, but the norm we like eating. Jews like to eat, you know. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. If you enjoy fasting more than see, it's different than like by Pesach you have to eat the matzah no matter what because it's a mitzvah zachila. And Shabbos is not a mitzvah achila. It's only, poskim say, it's only a mitzvah onik. So if you enjoy, so most people enjoy eating more than fasting. So that's why we eat on Shabbos.
But what about the other Yom Tov, though?
Yeah, so the other Yom Tovim is Mashmi.
Only Shavuos. Right,
so he eats
tonight. Maybe he eats tonight.
Oh, so one second. So the Rav Yah has a different pshat in this whole Gemara. He has a different pshat in this whole Gemara, and that's the following. We'll see in a second. It doesn't mean he fasted every day. Well, he fasted every day. No, it means like this. If you have a bad dream, and you have a tainus chalom, so then tainus chalom is docha any day of the year, except for those 3 days. Only by a tainus chalom that he would fast. But in a regular day, he would be eating all the time. But a tainus chalom is docha Shabbos, a tainus chalom, but 3 days he considered that even if he had a chiv to have a tainus chalom, he wouldn't do it. So that's what the Maril says over here on page 23. Shalu kamei marisegel, eichosim b'tainus chalom b'erev Yom Kippur. What's the din of a tainus chalom on erev Yom Kippur? If say you had a dream the night before, a bad dream, and now it's erev Yom Kippur, you're supposed to eat, so should you fast? V'amar diyochol lechol v'yanich. He says you can eat and you'll do some type of hatavas chalom. That's how the Rav Yoh learned the Gemara. Not just Stami fast, but it's a tainis chalom. For Omar Mari Segel, Harotzel Hachmir Lasanos, Yochel Sudah Mafsekes in Bnei Habayis. In other words, what you do is you fast most of the day, and at the Suda Mafsekis, right before you go to Kol Nidre, then that's when he eats. Dugma Tainis Chalom Berv Tishbav Tzarech Nami Lechol B'Suda Mafsekis Pirish Omar Marisegel Gemur Dalel Nami Mashu Dein Lasanas Tainis Chalom Lo B'Purim Lo B'Shavuos. Well, so that's how he learns the Gemara.
He didn't list that.
Oh, so it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It says like this on page 24: Mitzvah lechol be'erev Yom Kippur, ulaharbos besuda. Right, we all know that. And then says the Ramah Haga va'aser lisanos afilu tainis chalom. Right, because that's the Gemara. That Marbered Ravina would fast, but he wouldn't fast on Erev, even a tainus chalom. So that's what Ramah quotes. That afilu tainus chalom, he wouldn't fast. So the Magen Avraham has a kasha. He says, how come in the other places in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Shavuos, and in Hilchas we said Shavuos, Purim, he doesn't say such a thing that you can't fast a tainus chalom, and only over here. So that's the kasha that he has. Tzarech Ian, first wide line, Vitzarech on page 25 in the Magen Avraham, last word on the line is Vitzarech. Vitzarech Ian, lama kosev Ramah kan she'osu l'sanos tainus chalom the gabi Purim kosev shemutu l'sanos tainus chalom. That was, if you're asking like that's shot in the Gemara, so you should be consistent. So he says, because not everyone agrees to the Rav Yoh's pshat in the Gemara. So you see, the Rav Yoh is saying a pshat, but his pshat in the Gemara is also a kula. that he's mattering you to. Yeah, so he says in Kibbutz Tainis Chalom Yesh L'Sanos. So he says Tainis Chalom. Normally we fast. Lachem Pasuk B'Purim Uveshvuos the Yesh L'Sanos. So he's not paskening like Rav Yoel Lagabe those Yom Tovim Purim and Shvuos. Mashen came Erev Yom Kippur came with Achila Nachshavas Inoy Ein L'Sanos. In other words, he says because by the idea is that Achila is considered inoy, so memela if you eat, so that's like a tainus. So you don't have to fast. Chen kosef shlo. Komokum tzarchiyin came in the yontif osur midaraisel sanus. Came have a hachmir misafik. So why wasn't he machmir on shavuos? Shalom lasanus mishavuos tainus chalom. V'isvirlei mardere the ravino koya tainus chalom king gamber of yom kippur yesh lasanus. Right. So chen nira the yesh lanho kimaril devadaim. So he says that you should be known like the Maril, that Imsana at Surah Samafsekas Leki Surah.
But he doesn't answer the question.
Doesn't, right. Yeah. Right. He says this is what you should do. Right. Well, so the Stei Chemed here on page 28, the Stei Chemed writes, he quotes this discussion in the Stei Chemed. They're now doing new, you know, printing fancy stechemets. It'll take a long time to be finally come out. I heard they just came out with a new Encyclopedia Talmudis, a new volume. So he says, also l'sanos ve'erev yom kippur afil tainis chalom ken kazu ramah, and then he quotes the Magen Avraham and he says you should follow the Maril. So he says, Vodaiti Einir Akein came in the Kaimel and Zriza Magdim and Lemitzvah. So, whereas, what's this idea that you can Ma'acher the Suda of to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? It's a mitzvah. So, he's saying, well, you should fast in the morning and not do the mitzvah of Achila till when he has a Tainis Chalom till later in the day. But what about Zriza Magdim? So, he says, he says that the daiti zeh eino de b'lai lo avi yontav ein mitzvah klal b'chilosu v'tav k'mo shukosu v'magavram. So he says that hinei eino mevur etzli that's the reason makdim l'mitzvah v'med ha-Torah v'am kol b'ach u'mashvali t'chol she eino mas'atzel b'mitzvah. So this he says he is sold. As long as you're not being lazy, the first word line is t'chol. T'chol she eino mas'atzel b'mitzvah. Rabim le eizu sibo m'chrachas eino makdim la'sosa eino over mishum had his reason makdim. Right. In other words, if a person is, in other words, if he's stam doing it derech atzlus, you know, it's okay. But if he's not doing it, derech atzlus, he's doing it for a tzorach, not a frivolous tzorach. Sometimes you have cases where it comes out the guy made a bris milah. And the parents are coming in from LA and they can't get a, you know, and they want to make it in the afternoon. So that, there's some, you know, svar. So that Rav Abadi also thought that should be okay. That you're trying, in other words, it's not time you're doing it derech atzlus. In other words, maybe you should try your best to have them come the day before, or whatever. But, you know, in other words, you don't have to turn around the world to make sure that. And especially in Eretz Yisrael, they say the difference between a bris milah in America and a bris milah in Eretz Yisrael is in America, you ask the moel, you tell the moel when you want to have the bris, and then in Eretz Yisrael, the moel tells you when he could, because many of the moelim do 15 a day. So you do 15 a day, so somebody's going to be after chatzos. You know, so that's the yisod here. He says, like the Meiri said, it's, in other words, if you do a derech hisrashlus, derech atzlus, so, but if there's here the guy needs, he had a tainis chalom, so he's very nervous, so he needs to calm himself down, so he feels he'll fast at least part of the day. That's a tzorech. So says the stechemet. So that's the pshad and the magen avraham, the shame the maril, that he could eat the suda, he could fast the whole day kemat on erev yom kippur, and then right before kol nidre. He'll have a meal with the family, and then he'll be yotze, even though he's waiting, you know, very, very late of the day before he eats anything. and that, he says, is legit.
Right, so I mean, if you look at the question here with Rav with Asia, same answer could be. That he was, that's not his rationalist. He was doing it for Kabbalah essentially.
Right. So then, again, it depends what vantage point you have on these. What is the mile of these things that he's doing, right? So that depends who you ask. Right, it depends from what school of thought you're coming from, whether these things are, you know.
Yeah, but you're saying all first kindness is they have calmed him down. So Achas Kama Kama, or with Ego, was getting extremely close to Hashem.
Right. So, that's the Reb Tzadok. Yeah, the same smart, yeah. Well, so there's a famous tshuva in the Truma Sadeshim. And this comes up every month. This Shaila comes up every month on page 29 about Kiddush Levana. Shaila about Kiddush Levana. So we know the minig is to wait till Motzai Shabbos, because then you're in nice begodim, you're mekabel the Shechina, etc. You're mevusam and you're big day Shabbos, etc. You're coming out of Shabbos. What do we say? No, don't wait. You should do it right away. You can do the Levana, Kiddush Levana on Wednesday. So why are you waiting till Motzai Shabbos? So that's the Truma Sadesh. And Aroa Levana b'chidusha b'mei achol. V'omer namtin levarach al chidusha ad l'motzai Shabbos. Yafe hein osim olav. Is it proper or is it not proper? So basically, the Truma Sadesh says it all depends upon how many days. If you wait till Motzai Shabbos, what's the leeway you're going to have? Say it's cloudy, so you still have a couple of days afterwards. So if you imam, so he says that's what it's called. Yira di yeshal chalik b'dover hecha delel Motzai Shabbos haba b'karav enu leilos harbe b'chodesh kigon zayin oches b'chodesh. So if it's shafilu miyemunon b'motzai Shabbos, that was if it's wait till Motzai Shabbos, it's still the 7th or 8th in the month. So you still have a nice amount of time. So you still have several nights. So then it's okay. Beis Gimel Dad Leilos Sachar Avadai Yesh Man Levarich At Sof Leil Tazvav. Okay, Gavin Yofel Hamtin. So then he says it's okay. The concept of Or Zaru Deim Levarichim Ayarechel Motzei Shabbos Sheheim Uvusamim Ukelim Noim. Avalim Leil Motzei Shabbos Haba Ye Leilos Harbei Bechodesh. But if it's going to be Achveis, it's already the 14th already, and you're giving yourself very little leeway, because if Motzei Shabbos is cloudy and then Sunday night's cloudy, then you missed it. So then do it right away. Shemiyeh mu'unan bo ubeiz o gimel udal leilu sachar av yavor zman habracha ki agav ne'en lahamtin ad motzoi Shabbos. Techol hecha deroi hu listapik shetavra ha-mitzvah ein mashim osa kidei lasos yosem in amufcha. And then he brings a raya from the sugya in Yevamos, which we skipped over on previous in the packet on Daf Lamites in the Masechta Yevamos, where it talks about the mitzvah of Yibum and Chalitza, page 7, where it says in the Mishnah, mitzvah begodol yabim, right? In other words, if the brother passed away and there are other brothers, so who should get the first crack at the mitzvah? Is the older brother. Mitzvah begodol yabim. L'ratza, if the godol doesn't want to do it, then you get the other brothers to do it. Mahalchim al kol achim. But then he says, "Tala the cotton and sheyagdel or godol sheyovu medina sayam." But say they want the cotton to do it. But the cotton, he still has 7 years till bar mitzvah, and then or godol, he's in the medina sayam. So then we don't wait. We don't wait for that. Even though the mitzvah is performed better if you have the godol doing it. So the Truma Sadeshin is Medayik. Why did it say he's Mibedina Sayam? He says here, Teda, in the second column here, the first word on the line is the Histopic. The Teda, the Mai Nokatano Vagodal Achayevo Mibedina Sayam. Listen, Achayevo Mibedina Medina. Why do you have to say that he's in Medina Sayam? No, because the point is, we want to give an example that if we're going to wait, he's so far away, who knows when he'll come. And then the mitzvah will be over, you know, won't be done or something like that. Or the cotton achiyagdiel, because it's going to be a big wait. If it's a big wait, we're always afraid that it's not going to be done. So the same thing over here. If you're going to wait, and it's a possibility as a result of you waiting to do a better mitzvah, you're going to blow the whole thing. then don't do it. So if a Kiddush Levana, if you're only going to give yourself two nights or something like that, then do it. But if it's Zayin Beches V'Chodesh, that there's still a nice leeway, so then that's what the Trumas Hadeshin says the Yisod. So this Trumas Hadeshin is a big Yisod that's quoted in the Poskim, that you are Ma'acher. In other words, Zrizi Makdim, you are Ma'acher. You are Ma'acher, but only, you know, in a situation where, as a result of you trying to do the mitzvah better, you don't blow the whole thing. There's a true for the Parmenim Eros that quotes from the Avodas Gershuni that says maybe even to do it better you're not, but that's what we want to skip a little bit. So it's interesting, but the Vilna Gaon in the Maaser Rav on page 36 says Kiddush Levana ein machmitzim hamitzvah ad shiva achar noah or ad motzei Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon was not from this. The Vilna Gaon shita is you never wait for Kiddush Levana. Like, and that's the Moshe's svara, chatifa adif. Oh, ad motzei Shabbos, right? Take if achar shloshi yomim mimolad mekachim. And that was the Vilna Gaon shita, that you do Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av and before Yom Kippur, right? We know our minhag, usually we wait after Tisha B'Av or after Yom Kippur, we do it. But the Vilna Gaon, also the Vilna Gaon svara about to get in extra mitzvah during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, etc.
The Shvus Yaakov would be the same
speed,
wouldn't
he? The Shvus Yaakov. Why? The Shvus Yaakov would.
Do it
with reason. But here the question is, if you're going to do it better by waiting, so here you're going to do it better because it's Motzai Shabbos, you're Mevusam, so so the Vilna Gaon wouldn't agree with the Trumas Hadeshin. Right. He would say that even you could do it better, and even though there's really, I mean, there could always be any level of Chashash, but still, like Rav Moshe, Chatifa Adif, always do it, the sooner the better, to always do that. Right. And that was the Vilna Gaon.
The Trumas Hadeshin should agree with the Gro about Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, because you're cutting it very close there.
Right. Okay, then we're going to skip a little there's a discussion about sukkah. You can look on your own at Tshuva and the Avnei Nezer about is there an inyan to build a sukkah right after Yom Kippur? Meaning you can do it before Yom Kippur, but what's the inyan if this is a whole lamda shashayla. I mean, that if there's a Shabbos in between those. You know, people already wrote Svarim about the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. That's the whole thing, the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So if there's a Shabbos in between, so maybe that's considered a lack of Zrizus that you waited till after Shabbos. Because once Shabbos comes, that you can't put up the Sukkot. So that's considered like a different Zman. Mm-hmm. So therefore, okay. So, now the Avnei Nezer in Hilchos Pidyon HaBen has a Yisod that Yaakov Ariel quotes. And that is the following, page 49. He says, what about a mitzvah that you have your whole life to do? It's a lifetime mitzvah. So he says, Tedot, mitzvah shemutol, second arrow, mitzvah shemutol ala odom lasosum pam achas bimei chayev, or pam achas b'shana. Yeh kol odom michuy lasosum biyom shen. So do you say that, really, in other words, there's a chiyuv of mitzvah, ksiva sefer Torah on everyone. So as soon as the day of your bar mitzvah, you say, I got to write a sefer Torah. I have no time for anything else. I have to write a sefer Torah. What do you say? No, you have your whole life to write the sefer Torah. So that's what he says. That whenever it's a mitzvah, you have your whole life. So then, Mimela, it's not considered a bittul mitzvah to wait. It's reason. But, you know, so by Zrizim, we said the Yisod of the Stechemet is, well, we have the Yisod of the Trumas Hadeshin, if you could do it better later, then wait. And we have the Yisod of the Stechemet, that if there's a real Tzorach, you should wait. So the same thing about a mitzvah that you have your whole life to do, so maybe you should be able to wait, to be able to do it better. So this Avnei Nezer, Rav Yaakov Ariel quotes about the discussion about birth control. And this is a very important discussion. A lot of times you have young married couples who are barely ready to get married, let alone have children, and they've been dating, so they have to get married, or else the situation won't be good. But the question is, could we allow them to have heterim to go on birth control for some time? And so we'll see here in the various makoros. My opinion is a lot of these couples need to go on birth control for a lot of reasons, and I don't believe like the opinions that hold that there's no heter and everyone has to. I believe also it should be supervised with a Rebbe who's aware of who they are, and aware of halacha and aware of who they are, and they should have some hadracha in this matter. But I've seen too often that situations where people thought that there was no heter and therefore they were not ready to have children, and then chas v'shalom the marriage fell apart, and then there are custody battles and all these terrible things happen because they weren't given proper hadracha in this matter. There is a tshuva of the Rashba. The Rashba writes that on page 52, the din is that you can't, if you take a shvua to mevatel a mitzvah, say I have a mitzvah to eat matzah the night of Pesach, and I say I'm taking a shvua that I won't eat matzah. So the din is, nishpa levatel as hamitzvah, your shvua is not chal. Because the Torah says you do eat matzah, so you think you can make a shvua that you can't eat matzah? You can make a shvua on a dvar rishus. I'm not going to eat cherry cake. So you won't eat cherry cakes. No mitzvah to eat cherry cake. So you can make the... But to do a mitzvah of a matzah, to say I'm not going to eat matzah, that you can't do. That's called nishma levatel as a mitzvah. So the Rashba has the following question. Misha nishma shalo lisa isha adzman yadua. If he says that he's not going to get married until a certain time or a certain age. So on one hand, you could say as soon as he's bar mitzvah, or say the Chazal say 18 or whatever it is, 20, the age of marriage, so then he has a chiyuv to get married. So he's saying, I'm not going to do it. For the next couple of years, I'm not ready. I'm going to take it. He's taking a shvua. So is the shvua chal or not? So is that called nishba levatel as a mitzvah? So the Rashba writes, tshuva shvua hi chala. The shvua is chal, because that's not called. She'ein ze nishba levatel as a mitzvah. The efshel l'kayim zevazet. In other words, postponing mitzvah is not called mevatel the mitzvah. If you say, I'm not going to eat matzah the first 2 hours of the Seder, so that's chal. Because if you say, I'm not going to eat matzah the whole night, then you're mevatel the mitzvah. So if you say, I'm never going to get married, I'm taking a shvua never to get married, so then that's nishma levatel as a mitzvah. But if you're just saying I'm not going to do it right away, so that's not called that's called the shvua is chal, because that's not called nishma levatel as a mitzvah. Shvua is chal, she'ein ze nishma levatel as a mitzvah. Te'efshel lekayim zel v'zel. Lo zol muvad she'ein zman abol, lafil b'zman abol, etc. Nishma shalo yomol baboker. Say you take a shvua, I'm not going to do a bris milah the first 4 hours of the morning. And above chameshah, so shenishma shaloyochem matzah sharishon shalayla mikayim shavuaso b'shutei ad zman shenishma kol shekein zeshein zmano bohol. So that's the Rashba. There's a tshuva in the Marit which is mistopic about this, and he has in one place he writes that maybe it is considered nishma on page 55 with the arrow. It says, what dinamish nishba levatla mikri nishba levatel as a mitzvah she mushma obed hu l'kayma achshav. That no, maybe this is far to say that you mushma to mikayim now. Because once the chiyuv, and therefore, okay, you might not find the right person right now, or you might not, but still, to say I'm not going to get, take a shvua that I'm not going to get married in this year, well, once you're ready, he gave the gil, so maybe that is considered nishba levatel. It's interesting that the Marit discusses a Gemara in Shavuos, where the Gemara talks about tefillin, about putting on, about taking a shvua to not to put on tefillin. So is that considered nishma levatel as a mitzvah? So the Marit says that that's called it's much from the Gemara that that's called Nishma Levatel as HaMitzvah. Because he's saying, I'm not going to put on tefillin today. So he says that, he quotes that someplace here. Yeah, so that's what he says. No, so the Pashim, no, I'll tell you why, because it's against the Briskevort. The Briskevort, Rav Shechta said it over, and I think I heard from Rav Yitzchak Ginsburg had a discussion with Rav Avram Yoshua about this vort, and that the Briskeshita is that tefillin is not a mitzvah you do every day. In other words, we normally assume it's better to put on tefillin a minute every day than, say, a person puts on tefillin one day a week for 5 hours. Is that better than a person who's putting on tefillin 1 minute a day for every day? So I would think we're trained that 1 minute a day is there because it's a mitzvah every day. But the Brisker approach is not that way. The Brisker approach is it's a lifetime mitzvah. Since we paskin the Lila's month tefillin mikar din, so it means once Motzei Shabbos comes, so now you have a mitzvah for the next 6 days to be wearing tefillin. So therefore, like they say from the, I think Rav Shechter said from the Brisker Rav, that he would be sick one day and he had a stomach ache, he wouldn't put on tefillin, so he would be mashlim by putting tefillin on longer another day, because it's not a daily mitzvah. So that's a discussion. So I was wondering from this din that the Maariv quotes from the Gemara in Shavuos of that it's called Nishma Levatel as HaMitzvah when you don't put on tefillin for a day. So seemingly that is perhaps
54 next to the word
Shavuos. Yeah, where is it on page 54? Next to the word, where is it? Page 54, which column?
Second column, Shavuos and Mopay.
What's the last word on the line is?
Last word on the line, Shalai.
Page 54, last word on the Shalai. Yeah, Shalai. Shalai aniach tefillin hayom, mikri bitul mitzvah. Avogav delo mevatel mitzvah tefillin lagamrei. So that was his... that was the raya he brought. So that raya, I was just wondering that Gemara, how that works in with the Brisker the Brisker Shita, that tefillin is not a mitzvah that you do. And that Gemara in Shavuos is here on the next page, on page 58, where the Gemara says. The Gemara talks about here on Chaf Hei Amid Beis, where the Gemara says about Shalom, about putting on film. Okay.
I mentioned you're in Monty, asking for someone that had not been putting on film in his whole life because there was a word missing in his filling. And when it was computer checked, when he was already over 70 years old, they found there was a word missing. I said you told him to wear his filling for 10 minutes extra every day.
Right. To make up for all the years that he did. He was 70 years old. About 10 minutes. Right, so that's similar idea. You're saying that you can make up. Like, if you didn't say Kriya Shema one day, but tefillin, perhaps that's the Brisker Shita, that tefillin is not a din about a daily mitzvah, as opposed to others. Okay, but that's not what we're here to discuss. And that discussion whether bittul mitzvah is, in other words, to be ma'acher, is considered bittul. So Rav Yosef Engel points out that Tosas and Megillah on page 59 and Gimel Amud Aleph, mevatlin me'avodosam, that the kohenim ba'avodosam are mevatlin me'avodosam l'shmo mikra Megillah. So Tosas asks, Kosha, my mevatlin? Hello, achar akriya. Why is that called mevatlin? So you'll do it later. So Tosis seems to say that the word bittul is even procrastinating, postponing, that's called bittul. So if you look in the Gilyone Ashas of Rav Yosef Engel, on this Tosis, on the next page, he says that this Tosis is taking a stand on the Shaila of the Marit and the Tshuva Sarashba. Because the whole discussion of the Marid and the Tshuva Sarashba is whether Bittul is whether procrastinating, being ma'acher, is called bittul. And the nafkamina they have is that if you're nishpa, that I'm not going to get married for these 2 years, the next 2 years is the shvu chal. So the Rashba says the shvu is chal. Because you're not saying you're never going to get married, you're just not going to get married these 2 years. And the Maritz has a possibility to say no. That since you're mechuyev now, so you might not find the right person now. But if you're saying I'm taking a shvur now, that's nishma levatel as a mitzvah.
Why would we say about a case of kohanim that's we're going to hear mechuyev gilad? So it's also about mitzvah
pachanim. Yeah. Okay. So that's right. That's a discussion. What's the mila of Megillah? So this discussion. This Chuvas Arashba and the. About postponing Puravu. So there is a Chazanish. There's a Gemara in Moed Katan on page 68 that says that the din is Tzaras is a very unique halacha. Tzaras is what? Yitame, but you only tame if the Kohen pronounces Yitame. Right, it's not like any other halacha. If I touch a sheretz, I'm tamei, whether someone pronounces me tamei or not. So therefore, the Gemara says in Moed Katan that v'yom heros bo yesh yom shataro bo yesh yom shiyataro bo. Kan amru chasan shenol lo nega nosim lo zayin yimei mishta lo lebeisu l'chusa. In other words, so a kohen could see the guy is really tamei, but he knows he's in sheva brachas now. So when am I going to share his Sheva Brachas that he has to go chutz l'machaneh? So I don't get to keep quiet. Say, we'll maybe come back in a week or so and we'll discuss it. Because if he says Tommy, it's Tommy. But if he doesn't say Tommy, not. So in other words, so the Kohen here can postpone the mitzvah. Can postpone the mitzvah of pronouncing, of paskening on the tumah for a tzorach.
So you think you should look at it?
He can look at it, but as long as he doesn't say.
If he doesn't look at it, he's not being mabaful the mitzvah.
Yeah, but I mean, he's postponing the mitzvah. He's postponing the mitzvah.
No, but maybe by not looking, he's not being.
No, but either way, he's postponing the mitzvah. Even if he's not looking, he's still postponing.
No, but he's saying the mitzvah didn't start. That's what you mean. The mitzvah didn't start.
Yeah, but if he knows. I don't know.
He didn't look. He didn't know.
Someone, in other words, someone's coming to him. With a shayla, and he says that come back in a week. So l'chor he should at least have a chiyuv to see. So you're seeing that.
When you see that to look at the mitzvah is to pronounce. Which is
the mitzvah is him to paskin on it.
So
here he's saying I'm not going to paskin today. So he's postponing the mitzvah. So the Chazon Ish says. So on page 69 in the Goyim. He says, "Yesh la'ayin b'mitzvah sheins manak vua me'emasai ka'over ala." In other words, if you have a mitzvah that you're supposed to, a mitzvah, so could you postpone it? So here, you see that you can postpone a mitzvah. So how does this reflect other mitzvahs? He named him what Katan Zayin Odbeiz Alfinim Nasnisin Levar Mitzvah the Mamtin in Levar Mitzvah Levar Shus Fikul Manomer Dein Mamtin Levar Shus Mashal Chordim Nishtahu. Page 69, Bishvil Hefsed Momon, over Ba'asim, came Chol Mitzvah, Deleka Kra, the Mamtina, the Varashus, over Miyat. On one hand, you say, he has only a special heter. Maybe it's only a special heter by Negoim, that the Yom He Rosobo, special Gzeir Sakosov, Yesh Yom Sha Taroa, Yesh Yom Sha Ena Taroa. But then he writes, as my Talmud, Rabbi Skaidel, likes to point out, that but the next line, he says differently. He says, Mi Matzinu B'chalitz V'yimu Sha Enu Chayev Miyat, Ramrina ji imamtin eino over rakmishum zirus. Mishum hosim the mitzvah shes manak vu varim amra torah eino over at shayavar hayom. Mir nira the bechol mitzvah. This is what Rabbi Skaidel pointed out. The whole mitzvah sheins manak vu mamtin bein ledvar mitzvah bein lehefsed mamon. In other words, he thinks that. In other words, one could say that maybe it's only a din by negoim. By anything else, it's awesome. But then he says, as Rabbi Skaidel pointed out. The opposite, that he says he thinks that any mitzvah you can postpone. Any mitzvah you can postpone, as we said, the Truma Sadashin says the heter to postpone is if you're going to do it better. Or the Stechemet says if there's some tzorech, it's not just his rashlus, you can do it. So here he says that any mitzvah. So what do you need a special gzeiras hakosuv by the goyim? He says in the goyim might be more chomer because the goyim is you have a lav by the goyim. Chayev al ktsisotso ksiv hishomer. Inami krash meaning the mamtin veimbo mishum. In other words. He says like this. First of all, maybe the goyim is more chomer because it's a mitzvah essay that there's a lav to it. If you koitzitz the nega, and furthermore, maybe the chiddush of the pasuk is that it's not even considered a lack of zrizim to postpone. But anything else you could. So that's the idea here that you could postpone a mitzvah. The Rambam, on the other hand, as Rav Ariel points out. Is mashma that, as Rabbi Gedalia Berger likes to point out, that Perek Tezvav Halacha Bei Sa'ish Mitzuv Al Piri V'Rivi Lo Isha, and then he says that once a person gets to a certain age, then perhaps he gets the Ovru Esrim Shana V'Lo Nosa Isha Reis Ovru Mavatel Mitzvah Esek. So that's what. Is pointed out. L'chora, this, as Rabbi Gedalia Berger pointed out, L'chora, this Rambam is against the Rashba, because he's saying that once you reach a certain age and you get married, so that's a bittul essay. According to the Rashba, it wouldn't be a bittul essay. So the question is, who do we paskel like? As Rabbi Gedalia Berger pointed out in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not so mavurah if we paskel like this Rambam or not, because it doesn't use that lushan of being mevatel mitzvah essay. And furthermore, the Gemara, the Rambam himself, Lagabe Pruravu, so the Rambam himself and the Shulchan, I mean at least the Shulchan Aruch says there's a din in Shulchan Aruch that's brought down that about a person leaving his home after marriage to learn Torah. Whereas the Rambam has the Lashon, the famous Rambam is that a person on page 70, the Rambam writes, Mishachoshkon halacha gimel, Mishachoshkon nafsho b'torah, tamid v'shona shogabok ben azai. So, I'm sorry, first in halacha beis, he says that you can be ma'acher, getting married to learn Torah. So the question is, because also mitzvah potum in a mitzvah. So the question is, but if it's a bittul essay, so what right do you have to do it? So Rav Yaakov of Ariel, you can see the tshuva later, says that perhaps the Rambam doesn't mean bittul like in the classical sense of bittul, but he just means along the idea that it's not proper, and therefore, like the Steich Hemet says, that if there's a tzorech, there's some type of need, like learning Torah, so which he wouldn't have been able to do otherwise, then, in other words, he needs to, these years to, so then there could be a svara to say that one could postpone it, because if there would be an actual bittul, it would be hard to understand, because normally we don't say, that's the pella that everyone asks on the Rambam, that normally we don't say a din of, a din of osik b'mitzvah patur ben a mitzvah by Talmud Torah, and the Gemara in Ksubas Samach Beis quotes the din, and this is quoted also in different places. HaTalmidim on page 71 on the right side of the page. HaTalmidim yotzim leTalmud Torah Beis v'gimel shanim shalom b'rshus. That the Talmidim, and this is quoted. In the Maimon Halacha Beis and in Shulchan Aruch Sham Sifhei, so we can see it in Shulchan Aruch also in Sifhei on page 73. You want to see it in Shulchan Aruch? It says Tamicham Yotzim LaTalmud Torah Shalom B'Rishus Nusoshayim Beis V'Gimel Shonim. Meaning, what he's saying is that, and the Rav Moshe writes, you'll see in the Tshuva even before the Mekayim Peruvu. They could say after they get married that they have to go to Kolol for 2-3 years, and they'll see their wife in 2-3 years, and the Shulchan says that. So practically, it's not something that that we're going to be doing, but it just reflects the regular discussion about being ma'acher the mitzvah. But here he has the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch says he can be yotzei l'talmud Torah for beis v'gimel b'lashonim. So it's not something practically in this generation that most people are going to do, but just it's just reflective of the discussion of being ma'achir, meaning that sometimes, as Rav Ariel writes, if there's some type of tzorach, and then and that's why you need a hadracha to properly evaluate what the tzorach is and what the need of the couple is. But there is a precedent of saying that bittul, that being ma'achir is not bittul. There is this precedent of being ma'achir l'tzorach talmud Torah. There are different tzorachim. The Maram Shik, Rav Shach to close the tshuva, the Maram Shik and there's another question of when do you say chashin and lemisa? That if you're gonna wait too long, we're afraid of chashin and lemisa. So he quotes the Maram Shik. You see that the Avos got married much later, but maybe they had special because they felt that they were at that point. You can see the Maram Shik here on page 66 that they felt they could be Mekayim Zera better at a later time, and they had a special Haftach of Hashem that they could wait till much later. But in general, Rabosai, this Shaila, every Aseil Harav, that every young married couple should have a Rebbe that they could ask their shaylas to, that they could have a dracha, and it's good to have a Rebbe who understands you, who knows who you are, and understands not just who knows halacha, but knows you as well as a human being, and knows the couple, knows the matzav, and could give proper hadracha. Because sometimes when there's not proper hadracha, and there's not proper, or somebody who doesn't really know you, it could be a big michshol could come out of it. So again, the Zrizim Makdim L'Mitzvahs, we'll speak a little bit about Chanukah. That Chanukah is all about Zrizim Makdim L'Mitzvahs. Why? I have to figure out this right now. But that the Bach says that the reason why there was all the Gzeres of Chanukah, the famous Bach, there's one famous Bach. The famous Bach in Chanukah is that in Nisrashlu Bavoda, that Klal Yisrael was Nisrashlu Bavoda, that they did the Avoda, but it was not Bezrizis, Nisrashlu Bavoda. So then, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw they was Nisrashlu Bavoda, that's when what? That's when the Goyim are able to make Gezeris, and therefore we had all the problems, not being able to fill the mitzvahs of in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's a famous mimer, if you never read it, it's a kedai to read, of Yeruchim Levovitz. There's a famous mimer in his sefer where he writes, I heard this of one of Rabbi Cohen's son-in-laws likes to say it over, that the only time that Goyim have a shlita over us to make gzeris, to mevatel mitzvahs, if we ourselves weren't machshiv the mitzvahs properly. And the way he said it over, from one of Rav Cohen's son-in-law said from Rav Yeruchim, it's in the Sefer, that mitzvahs kviyachol abaylim on themselves. In other words, if the mitzvah sees that you don't treat the mitzvah properly, then the mitzvah walks away. What does it mean the mitzvah walks away? It means that it gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu the ability to allow the goyim to make gzeris so we shouldn't fulfill the mitzvahs. In other words, if Hashem sees that we're not doing it properly, that's the way it works. So the way you treat the mitzvahs, that's the way the mitzvahs are gonna treat you. There's a famous word from Baruch Kotla, from Mavitzula, on the pasuk by David HaMelech. HaMelech David Zokein, and Chazal say, because he was a Bevazah, he tore the Begodim, so he was a Bevazah the Begodim, so that's why the Begodim didn't heed him. In other words, he didn't show Chashivas the Begodim, so then Mida Kenegan Mida, he doesn't have the protection of the Begodim. That's what I think the Koch Veor writes, and Rav Arakotl, I think they say from also, that the idea of Shalom Berchu Batorot Chila was the Chorban. So what's the Birkas HaTorah is actually according to Chorim? No, Avada it's not the Birkas HaTorah. But the question was, the Chazal want to know, why wasn't the Torah Megan? Why wasn't the Torah Megan from all other things that they did wrong? So the answer is, lo berchu b'torah tchila. If you don't have proper chashivas haTorah, then the Torah won't help you. Then the Torah won't protect you. So if you're not machshiv mitzvahs properly, so then Hashem sees you don't really care about it, so I'm going to give the goyim the ability to make gzeir so you shouldn't have it. So that's what Chanukah is all about. That's why a Chanukah, all of a sudden, mina kol klal Yisrael, wherever, to do mahadrin mina mahadrin. You ever see such a thing? Me, the Ikar Adin is Neri Shubeso. So, but everyone, no matter what level he's on, everyone's doing Mahadrin and Mahadrin. Why? Because that's the message of Chanukah, that we have to be Mizoris in the mitzvahs. Because if we're Mizoris in the mitzvahs, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the opportunity to be able to fulfill them, and he won't take them away. But Chas V'Sholem, if he sees that we're Mizalzel, then Amel Zovi Zokein Vayichasu B'Begodim V'Lo Yicham Lo, that if he sees that you're not doing... You mezalzel on something, then it walks away, and that's why the mitzvahs that we were most in nefesh, Rabbi Rucham writes, so we get to keep those mitzvahs l'doridoris, because, and that's what Chanukah is about, mochek suso. So that's the idea. You have to be mochek suso, and this. So Rav Shechter says over from Rav Salvechik, the idea is that what to show that we want to have more nisim. So Hashem will only do nisim if we'll go out of our way. And Avnei Nezer says, because bottom line is, Chanukah, you can't say onus rachmona patre. Because the whole idea of Chanukah is pursuing nisa. So onus rachmona patre, but where's the pursuing nisa? There's no pursuing nisa if I'm onus. So you have to get it done. But perhaps what we're saying over here is the whole yisod of Chanukah is to show this idea that we're zoris b'mitzvah and we care. We're going to go to the end. To mochek suso, to make sure we're going to get the mitzvah done properly. And that's the Yisrael of Chanukah, and that's the tikkun of what the Bach says, Yisrael Shel Avodah, and this is the idea, kidum v'yichur b'mitzvahs. It's just that when we do mitzvahs b'zrizus, sometimes we have to know what's called zrizus, when is zrizus the right way. That was kuli amalo pligi, the mitzvah is the most important. But sometimes if you do it b'zrizus, you'll be lacking something else. And that's the Gedorim that we try to explain this morning, of when do we say Zrizus is more important, when do we say Ichor is more important, and that's Kidum v'Ichor b'mitzvah. So should we all be Zoche to Mekayim the mitzvahs, that Hashem should be happy with our mitzvahs, and it should be bring upon us Shefer Bracha Lanu L'chol Beis Yisrael.
Amen.
We'll be davening mincha in about 2 minutes. I want to thank Rav Simon for a wonderful shiur and for a wonderful dibur chizuk, as always. I'll miss the 2 minutes. Yeah.